want to discuss a topic. The topic today is... The topic comes from the Sefer Mital HaShamayim, Chelek Aleph. From Harav Toledano. Rav Mordechai Toledano, he is the son-in-law of Hagoyin Harav Ravadia Yosef Zecher Tzadik Levrach. He is prolific. He wrote already, this is the first volume, the first of his volumes. He wrote already by now probably 6-7 volumes. Yeah, he's very good. Rav Toledano, the son-in-law of Rav Avadi Yosef.
Yeah,
what?
He just said, his wife is the principal of the school, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about his wife.
College for girls.
Could be, okay. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. Very big. He has many Svarim. So he has a topic here. I really enjoyed his topic on this week's parasha. Most of his Svarim are on the parasha. He has halachic in Yonim relating to the parashas HaShavua. And the topic of this week's parasha is, can you be mitzorev a katan, a child, to a minyan? I'm sure you've all been in shul, this happened to once in your lifetime, where you saw, you give him a chumash, and you have only 9 people, and you give a child a chumash, and presto, all of a sudden you have a minyan. It's 100% shalai kahalacha to do that. However, we've all seen it being done anyway. No one has stopped us. So the question is it mutter? Is it awesome? So the truth is, the topic, this is a sugya that is a fair shul gemara. It's a gemara. It's not a fair shul gemara, but it's a toisvis, a big, massive toisvis, mesech the brachas, and daf mem zayin on the days, and daf mem ches on the aleph. And on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, it's a very hard Tosfos. It's jam packed with a lot of information. And if I just quote bits and pieces, I don't know the Tosfos. I spent some time; it's over my head. You have to go through the Gemara again, go through the Sugi, to understand what's going on. But Rabbeinu Tam discusses this at length. And Rabbeinu Tam, I'm just quoting a few different snippets. He writes here: V'yesh, it's Tosfos Brachas Mem Ches. V'yesh mitzorfin katan l'tfila. Rak sheyehe chumish biyado. Tosfos says there does exist such a thing where you can join a child to a minyan, provided he is holding in his hand a chumish. What more do you need than that, right? Close the Gemara. Don't ask, don't tell. You have a ferish of Tosfos that says there's such a thing that you can do. The Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, do you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Not necessarily. So you don't have to see what Rabbeinu Tam says about this either. But the Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, Diminuk Shtusu. It's a foolish thing to do. Now this goes into the topic of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about, can you be mitzorev for child for Zimun? You want to bench. You need 3 people to bench. Or you need 10 people to bench. Or you want to have 10 people for a minyan to daven Shemona Esrei. Or you need 10 people for Kriyas HaTorah. Or there are many things that you want to combine children. You have to have 7 aliyos on Shabbos. Let's say you have a minyan of 10 adults, but you want to use one of the children to be counted for the Shiva Oilam. That's how you can do. B'diyevet. You don't look at l'chatchila, but b'diyevet, a child counts. B'diyevet, it's one of the 7 aliyos. Even in Isha. If you call up an Isha to for an aliyah, make her have the new Yitzhak Kriyas HaTorah. You have 7 aliyahs. Okay, that's another issue. But so there the Gemara discusses many different situations of using a katan in order to achieve the goal. And the Gemara again, not going into any details at all, it's not the point we want to go through, but we want to focus on one very specific thing. Can you join a child for a minyan to daven Shemon Esrei? Rabbi Tosfos acknowledges that out there in the world, there are people who do say that this thing can be done, but you should be aware. Rabbi Tam says this is a shtus, because the Gemara, the Chihechi, the Omar, Otu, Oron, Gavra, who, just like the Gemara says that if you have 9 people, and you have a Sefer Torah, The Gemara clearly says that a Sefer Torah does not combine to a minyan, even though I know a witness, first-hand witness, someone told me that a certain Rebbe on the Lower East Side only had 9 people for Mincha, who was Shabbos Mincha, and he opened up the Aron Kodesh, and he held on to the Sefer Torah, and they davened Mincha with the Sefer Torah. It was the 10th man. Sefer Torah was the 10th man. And here the Gemara clearly says, and the Gemara says you cannot use the Sefer Torah as a 10th man. Hochinami. The Gemara also says, "Otu chumish gavruhu." What are you gaining by combining a chumish with a child to make up your 10th man?
If the child is over 12 years old?
No difference. No difference. Only for Nedarim is a child 12 years old. Maybe not when it comes to a minion. The Yod Hod, the Kamar Katim, is soft. And therefore, also Rabbi Yotam says, if you want to go tell me that a child is good enough, the child may be good enough in his own right. There's absolutely no advantage in joining, in having the child hold the chumash. As the Rabbi Yotam is saying, listen, you want to go tell me over here that there's something called having a child join a minyan. All right, maybe there's such a thing to it. But telling the child to pick up a chumash, that's not going to do any, that's not going to help. So I don't understand where this is coming from. When the Gemara does entertain the possibility, the Gemara does say, according to one opinion, that a child can join a minyan. The Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, "V'les hilchasok cholahani." We don't accept this lahalacha. But when the Gemara did entertain the possibility that you can use a child, the Gemara did not demand that the child also hold the Sefer Torah, a chumash. The Yod, the loy chazinon b'shum duchto de mahani ella b'uvda de ibar hashana kishoilim be'aliyah. The only place in the Perikei de Rabbi Eliezer de ka'amar b'shloishem abrimes hashana. So he's going into case which I don't want to get into. When you want to be ma'aber the shana, you need a bezi. You need three people to be ma'aber the shana. So then in Nechnami there is a possibility that you can use a child. He can be on the bezdin. Can you imagine? Child can be on the bezin to decide that this year we're going to make a leap year. As long as you have the mumble, you have the gadol hadar, and he just needs some noch schleppers to join along, that you have the quorum of three people, so then maybe you can use a child. Because anyway, then you're not relying on the child, you lie. But now when it comes to this, I mean, it goes to different examples. Then he wrote there at the end of Taisfis, what he goes on to say is, he points out, this is the point I want to make, he points out that you should be aware, and this is critical, that the Yerushalmi is mashma, that there is such a thing. That's where really where it comes from. This that Rabbeinu Tam says, it's a minik shtus, it's not 100% shtus. It is mashman the Yerushalmi that joining a child with a Sefer Torah does achieve the desired result. Now let me read you these words. The words are... Okay, ku'uvdu d'arizu b'chalaf b'Yerushalmi, v'ha d'amrinon b'Yerushalmi, Katan, this Sefer Torah, oisin oso sniff. Sniff means it's a branch. You join it together. It says there, come explicitly, that if you have a katan with not a chumash, with a Sefer Torah, that is a sniff. You can join together. So you see here, there does exist such a thing. So this is critical. Tosfos says, V'oimer ri, there's a tos hadafus in the Yerushalmi. There's a printer's error. It's not caught on the Sefer Torah. The correct gears is, V'oimer ri, the gora hasasim caught on le Sefer Torah. A katan for the Sefer Torah, Kiloimar, he explains. Sniff likriyas haTorah ko'amar, v'daf kohasam kideisa b'megillah, the katan oile leminyon shiva. You have in the shul 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 adults, but you have to lane 7 aliyos in order to be yotzei kriyas haTorah. And you happen to have gained an aliyah to a child. So have you fulfilled Chazal's requirement of Minyan Shiva, 7 aliyahs? So then you can say the katan, the child, is counts katan l'sefer Torah, he can be counted as one of the seven aliyos. But it does not anywhere mean to say that the katan with this sefer Torah counts as an adult to make the kedusha the minyan. Yeah.
By the tamanim, they will give a katan
aliyos. Svardim,
especially. And they're late. Everybody who...
That's acharon. That's another halacha. That's all different. Acharon.
You
give maftir. Lechatchilo, you can give a katan maftir. But lechatchilo, you do not give a katan an aliyah. You do not give katan an aliyah. You can give him lechatchilo maftir, not an aliyah. Maftir is not a real aliyah. It's not a real aliyah maftir. Yes, maftir, of course. Of course. Okay. All right. So look, what have we taken away over here? We've taken away over here that there does. We really uncover the yisite. Okay. It's a Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a shtus. There's a lot more. There's a massive Tosfos here. You have to go. There's a lot of details. But basically, we've uncovered a little secret that there is a Yerushalmi and there is at least one Girsa. It may not be the acceptable Girsa, but there is a Girsa that Katan v'Sefer Torah is a sniff. A katan said this Sefer Torah, which would seem to indicate a katan together with the Sefer Torah is already strong enough to join a quorum of 10 for the minyan. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and this that it says the Yerushalmi is a tosan tfus, it's Sefer Torah, katan le Sefer Torah. We're discussing the requirement of having seven aliyos. So a katan can be one of the seven aliyos, but in order to learn, you have to have 10 adult men. Now we're going for the next level. Now that we have uncovered that there does theoretically exist such a possibility, and by the way, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says you can't do this. You cannot combine a katan under any circumstance to join the minyan. So it's shloka halacha. But at least we've uncovered a source of why we've all experienced at some point in our life where people out of desperation did this, even though it is shloka halacha.
Shemayim related to the parsha.
Because, So now he says something absolutely brilliant. Absolutely, if I'm not mistaken, this is his novel and understanding of Toledano. What he says is, where does it come from? Very nice. So we've uncovered a secret. It's Shalak Halacha. And I'm not telling you Halacha, it's Kumamish Klo Shalak Halacha. Even though I'll show you in a moment, he wants to say a very Chiddush Shalak Halacha. We'll come to that at the very end. But where does it come from, al derech derush, there could be such a thing where there is a katan joining a minyan? So he says, it's this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, uvenucho vayhi ben soharon, vayom eshakum Hashem yefuzet ha'yusim b'snach b'vnecho, uvenucho yomar, shuva Hashem rilvois alfei Yisrael. Chazal darshin, if you have 22,000 people, Jews, the Shekhinah will rest upon Klal Yisrael. Rivavos is Rivava is 10,000. Rivavos is Beloshon Rabin, so 2 times 10,000. Alfei, Elef is 1,000. 2 times Elef, 22,000. I remember, maybe it was a couple of Shema Shasas ago, it was a big novelty that you had in one room in Madison Square Garden, you had in one room more than 22,000. Was it? I don't even remember if it was really true. You had in one room 22,000 Jews.
Yeah.
22,000.
20,000
of that. What? No, so you're asking a good question. Does it mean that do you have to have? What can women join this? Good question. But one thing that here's the point. Now here's the point that he makes in this number. Now. Okay, that's what it is. River Salfeishol. Now let's put that on the side. Let's go to the beginning of the parasha. In the beginning of the parasha, we learned about the counting of the Levim. In last week's parasha, we learned about the counting of the rest of Klal Yisrael. In this week's parasha, we review the numbers of the Levim. They were counted separately. And their numbers equaled exactly 22,000. Rashi on the Pasuk points out that it's not correct. It was really 22,300. If you add up all the numbers, math does not work out, and that's a mystery. That's a mystery why the Torah ignored an extra 300 people, which clearly from the numbers in the Pasuk, you count the Shvat, the families, Kohas, Merari, and Gershon, add up the numbers, it comes out to 22,300. Rashi says, we just rounded it down to 22,000. Now, Rashi also points out that there's a fundamental difference between the counting of the Levim in this week's Parsha and the counting of Klal Yisrael in last week's Parsha. In last week's Parsha, in order to be included in the count, you had to be over 20 years old, and you had to be in the draft, you had to be in the army. If you weren't in the army, you were not counted. Well, I don't know if that's actually true, but you had to be eligible for the draft. The Yotze HaTzava. If you weren't in the army, you didn't get counted. But when it comes to Bnei Levi, even someone that is 30 days old was part of the count. Now let's put that on the side for one moment. Chazal here tell us the Shechina will only rest when you have 22,000 people. Shuvah Hashem, Rivavois Alfei Yisrael. Hashem is Shuvah. Hashem returns. His presence returns when you have a gathering of 22,000 people. Question is, you don't need 22,000 people to have the Shechina. You only need 10 people. If there are 10 people in the minyan, we have a tradition, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Right? You have the b'soich b'nei Yisrael, we have the multiple drushes. We learn out from the haboim, we learn out from Yosef. It says, v'nikdashti b'soich. We learn out the word terch from the b'nei Yosef, the b'nei Yaakov. When they went to visit Yosef in Mitzrayim, it says they entered b'soich haboim. I remember, it says the word toch. And how many brothers went down to Egypt? 10 brothers. So the Gemara makes a drasha that if you have 10 men, 10 is called toch, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The word toch is used in both places, so 10 men is called a minyan. Whoever told you you have to have 22,000? Let's even go to Pirkei Avos. The Gemara says, permission to Pirkei Avos says that if you have 5 people, the Shechin is resting. V'agudasoi al eretz yosta. And the Gemara's Mishnah says even 5 people the Shechina is resting. And the Gemara, so what's the Gemara's the Kasha? So what's the difference between 10 and 5? 10 people, Hashem comes in advance. If Hashem sees that 10 people are traveling to a minyan, Hashem will arrive before the 10 people. But if only 5 people are coming to the Shir, then Hashem comes after the 5 people. We even know 2 people. Shnayim Shiyoshim Va'iskim Torah. Shechina is also there. 1 person, the Shechina is there. What about what it says in Chazal that Lo Paska Shechina from the Kosel Hamaravi? So there's also Shechina by the Kosel. Let's say you're all alone in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the night. No one is there. You're all alone. The Shechina is not going to be there. The Shechina is there even if no one. So what's the answer? So he answers this, and then what, so he answers from his father-in-law, from Shudim. There are different madregot. There's a madrega of Shechina by the Kosel. There's a madrega of Shechina when you're all alone and you're learning Torah. There's a madrega when there are 2 people learning Torah. There's a madrega when there are 5 people. There's a madrega when there's 10 people. There's a madrega when there's 600,000 people. And there's a madrega of 22,000. There are many different madregois, levels of Hashroas HaShechina. There does exist. Now here's the catch. When it comes to a minyan, when it comes to, let's say, a minyan, we generally need 10 people. I mean, that's the Gemara. The Gemara, you need 10 adults. You need 10 men, that's for sure. No one's going to allow you to combine a little girl. That's a given.
Do the men have to be able to answer, or the man just has to be there?
Just be there.
Or something like that, has no idea.
They have to be there. Okay, you're dealing with the other shyness of the Chazaris HaShatz. How do you have to be listening? Can we only 9? Told me asleep? 6? It's another shyness, but at least the basic, you need 10 men. Women don't count. Women cannot join to Davar Shabbat Kedusha because we learn from the brothers of Yosef, or we learn from the Meraglim Amosai Le'edo Horo Hazos. There are multiple drushes from the Meraglim. We learn from Adas Korach, it says Eda there. It's also one of the drushes. We look, yeah, you have to have 10 people, 10 men, whatever it is, males. But when it comes to reach the Madrega of Shechina, but with the number 22,000, we know one thing is certain. You do not need adults. You do not need adults. Children are included. Because the number that's given here, Shuva Hashem, Rivavois Alfei Yisrael, we make a parallel. This is part of the Joshua. Shuva Hashem, who is the one that carried the Aron? Vayihi binesoa haroin vayoyim emoisha. Kuma Hashem. Who's the one that traveled, who carried the Aron? Shevi Levi. And how many members are there in Shevi Levi? 22,300. The Torah only records 22,000. And if the pasuk says Shuva Hashem Rivavos Alfei Yisrael, and it says Rivavos is 20,000, Alfei is 2, obviously the pasuk is coming to tell us is that the Shechina is dependent on Shevet, the Shechina depends on Shevet Levi. And in fact, there's another Medrash that explicitly says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to give the Torah at Har Sinai, how many Melachim descended with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem gave the Torah at Har Sinai? 22,000. And the Medrash says, why 22,000? Keneged Shevet Levi. What?
Also, the letters of the alphabet
are 22. 22,000 malachim descending with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Medrash explicitly says that Hashem has an infinite number of malachim. Why did He choose to take with Him only 22,000? Keneged Shevet Levi. So we see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina appears with the number 22,000, it corresponds to the 22,000 that were the number of Shevet Levi. And we know as a fact that Shevet Levi's 22,000 was comprised of, including, Ketanin. And what was Shevet Levi? What was its surrounding? What was the focus? What was the merkaz of Shevet Levi? The Oroin. Vayehi bin Soa Ha'oro. So Rav Toledano, on his own, appears, says something very novel, very unique, and he explains, now that we have uncovered this secret in the Yerushalmi, which Rabbeinu Tam rejects, that there is such an inyan, that you can combine a katan with a Sefer Torah to make up a minyan of 10 people, you know where it's rooted? It's rooted in this week's parasha. It's rooted in Vayihi, because here we also have the Hashua Sashrina, and you need to have exactly 22,000. In fact, the Gemara, he brings this also to the Gemara says that if a person decides not to get married and have children, he is denying the Shechina from coming down to this world. Because what would happen if there would only be 21,999? And you need him, you need this person to have a child in order to be mashlim the minyan, in order to be mashlim amish, to bring the Shechina. And he chooses to prevent that from happening, so he is denying the Shechina from coming down to this world. And the Gemara even goes, talks about a certain person that is in the gadol kill of Rabbi Soch Beso, and there's a woman that's passing, and she is pregnant with member 22,000, and now the dog barks and causes her to have a miscarriage, so you've prevented number 22,000 from entering the world, you're causing the Shechina to depart from Klal Yisrael. So, and these are Ketanim, and the number in the parish is the Ketanim. And since the entire concept of this Kedusha, 22,000, all revolves around the carrying of the Sefer Torah, with the Aron HaKodesh, which includes the Torah. So therefore he suggests that the Makar of the Yerushalmi, Lefi the Girsa, that caught on this Sefer Torah is Mitztaref, is a sniff, which comes from here. Okay. Because the 22,000, only place that you find you need to create, to bring the Shechina, it's a different type of Shechina. Let's not make any mistake about it. It's not the Shechina of 10. It's the Shechina of 22,000. But yet, in the Shechina of 22,000, we find Kitanim are mitzoref with the Oron HaKodesh to bring the Shechina. Mimela b'diavet. When you want to bring the Shechina on a lower level of 10, which also is a geder of bringing the Shechina to this world, a child with a Sefer Torah would be sufficient. Very unique idea, which you're not going to see anywhere else. Okay, now to conclude one more list about what we're talking about, Hibit Saron. To conclude, we were discussing this week all about getting married. One of the minhagim of getting married, then one of the major minhagim of marriage is to be mekadesh isha with a tabas, with a ring. With a ring. We all know that, a ring. And there are many, the whole encyclopedia of why you can give a kesef. Isha nikneis b'shloish drachim, kesef shtarbia, just give her a quarter. You're done. L'chol hadeyas, a quarter is a pruta. So just under the chuppah, flip a coin. Heads,
you lose, tails.
I win. Tails, you lose. Okay? Someone once said to one of the presidents, he spoke very little. I forgot which president it was. I was listening to some Shi'udim on the history of the Jews and the presidents. I don't remember which president. There was a president that the Kamat did not say a word. Kulich. So someone had a bet. A woman was invited to the White House to a state dinner. And they said, if you can get him to say more than two words, we're going to give you a big prize. So she said to Kulich, I had a bet with someone that I would get you to say more than two words. So he said to her, you lose. Okay, so one of the minhagim is to give a tabas. Now there is a minhag, this is brought down in many sources, we don't do this today, but the tabas has a distinct shape. It is supposed to be round on the inside and square on the outside. Why? And some people just do, they have a special ring just for the wedding, and that's it, then they give it back. They use it just as a symbolic ring for the wedding, they use it there. What is the significance? So I saw something that ties into this week's parasha, this pasuk. The Chazal say in the Luchais, Mem v'samach shebeluchais b'neis hoyu oimdim. The Luchais was Hashem's kiddushim to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Kala, Hashem is the Chasan, Hashem was Mekadish Klal Yisrael through the Torah. In the Torah, there are many different elements in the Torah. There's also the supernatural. The Mem v'samach. The Mem v'samach shebeluchos represent the supernatural because those are the only two letters which is only survived in stone through a miracle. B'nei soy omdim. Marriage, it's miraculous that any marriage survives. You're aiming for the supernatural in marriage. Mimela you makadesh with the mem v'samach. The samach is the inside of the ring. On the outside is the mem. The mem is square, but it's deeper than that. In the luchos, how many mems are there in the luchos? Now you'll ask me, they're not mem stumos, they're mem suchos, but let's not get caught up with any technical data. Because how many mems are there in the luchos? 22. How many samachs are there in the luchos? 2. Now, what's the gematria of the letter mem? Mem is 40. What is 40 multiplied by 22? 880. 880. What is samach? 60. Samach multiplied by 2 is 120. What is 120 plus 880? 1,000. So when it says mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hoyu omdim, the numerical value of the miracle is 1,000. 1,000 is aleph. Aleph represents, it's also circular by the way. The first letter of the aleph bays is aleph. And the last letter, you go through the 22 letters of the aleph bays, then you go through the end letters. The last letter is tav, is 400. Chav seifis, mem seifis, num seifis, peit seifis, sad seifis, that's 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, and then you go back to Aleph, which is Aleph. It also represents the circular nature of Klal Yisrael. Besides, Aleph, Lecha, Shlomo, all the Jewish, represents the concept of Aleph. Very beautiful idea. But also ties into this week's parasha, because it's also a combination of to the twos. Vayehi bin Soa Ha'aron Shuvah Hashem Riva voice Alfei Yisrael. There's the Riva voice, there's the Riva voice, and then there is the Alfei. The Riva voice, 22,000. The Samach has, the Mem is 20, this is 22, is 22, and the Samach is also a form of two. I mean, it's there are two samachs, so it's like the misperkatan of, not the misperkatan, but it's also the form. Ma'ihi bin Soha Aron, it represents the Torah, is the supernatural, the reason, the significance of 22,000 is also slightly related to the concept of the travels of Klal Yisrael are miraculous. The fact that Klal Yisrael survives in Golis is something which is l'malo miderech hateva, just like mem v'samach shebeluchos b'nei soya omdim, and just like in the luchos, mem v'salach is also captured in the number twos, in the 20, in the 22 letters of the samach, the mems, and these are similar, these are not coincidences. There is a common theme which runs through all of this, is that Klal Yisrael's survival is l'malo miderech hateva. Thank you. Okay, we'll stop here.